In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. One of my favorite Christmas songs is by Kenny Rogers. It is called Mary, Did You Know? For those of you who have never heard this song, it starts out with, Mary, did you know that one day your baby boy will walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday save our sons and daughters? Did you know your baby boy would come to make you new? He goes on to talk about all the great things that Jesus would do. It's a really beautiful song. It puts things into perspective why we celebrate Christmas. It could also get you to ponder the question the singer is asking. Mary, did she really know the significance of the baby she is carrying in her womb? Does she really understand that one day this child will fulfill the Old Testament? The answer is yes. Mary was chosen because of her faith. She is the only person in the entire history of mankind to become pregnant from the words spoken in her ear. How could she possibly not understand who this unborn child was in her womb? Even Elizabeth's unborn child knew who Mary's child was. He leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb from the sound of Mary's greeting when she entered the home. Elizabeth was filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit when she heard Mary's greeting. Think about this for a minute. An unborn child leaped for joy because he was in the presence of Mary and her unborn child. He was leaping for joy because he was in the presence of the Christ. God was no longer in the Holy of Holies, seated in the mercy seat. God was now in the womb of Mary. She has become the new temple where the presence of God dwells in and with human flesh. The seed of the first woman and the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The righteous branch growing from the stump of Jesse. The understanding of who this unborn child is led Elizabeth to say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." One might say that Elizabeth is the first to worship the Christ child, and therefore, her words are the first Christian liturgical texts. Elizabeth proclaims Jesus in the womb of Mary to be the cause of her blessedness. Mary is blessed because the presence of Christ in her. Mary's blessedness is a state of faith that grasps the future promise of God that are already beginning to come to fulfillment for her and in her. Think about Mary's faith. When the angel Gabriel came to her and said, "You will bear a child. You're going to carry the Son of God in your womb." The only question Mary has is, "How is this possible, since I have not been with a man?" The angel then tells her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you." Gabriel then tells her that her relative Elizabeth is 6 months pregnant in her old age, who has been barren or without child in her old age. How does Mary respond to this stranger who is in her house, telling her she is pregnant with the Son of God, even though she is a virgin and her elderly cousin is 6 months pregnant also? Mary says, "I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Wow, that's faith. The same faith John the Baptist had when he leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. When we heard Mary's greeting, the same faith Elizabeth had after the Holy Spirit filled her with the joy after hearing Mary's greetings. How many of us sitting here today would have that kind of faith under those circumstances? Think about it. If the angel Gabriel came to you today and told you that there was going to be a woman who will give birth to the Son of God. And she is a virgin. And her cousin, who is well past childbearing age, is 6 months pregnant. Would you believe this messenger? We live in a rational world where doctors, scientists, and teachers will tell you and your children that it is impossible. Virgins don't have babies. Elderly women don't have babies. And unborn children don't leap for joy in the mother's womb. They will tell us that it takes a man and a woman to conceive a child. This is what sin does. It twists our minds, corrupts us. The devil tells us it is impossible for any of that to have happened. We as sinful creatures try to make God more human. We imagine him like one of us. We have done this since Adam ate the apple and God cast them out of the Garden of Eden. We want to paint God in man's image. And by doing so, we begin to rationalize how Mary could become pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Some churches have even gone to great lengths to explain this by saying God came down in human form to conceive a child with Mary, or that Mary was raped by a Roman soldier. Because we are mortal, sinful people, we can't fully comprehend what the angel Gabriel said to Mary, that all things are possible with God. We don't understand that faith comes from hearing. Jesus will later say in his preaching that my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. Mary heard the catechetical words of the angel and was anointed by the Holy Spirit and conceived Jesus. We come to church to hear God's word spoken. We come to church to strengthen our faith as the Holy Spirit fills us with the same joy Elizabeth felt when she heard Mary's greeting. The same joy John the Baptist felt when he leaped for joy in Elizabeth's womb. Mary's heart was so filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit that she replied to Elizabeth by singing the Magnificat, the great song we still use in our service of Vespers and other times in the divine service. Luther, in his comments on the Magnificat, captures the essence of Mary's song as a hymn to God and God alone for his gracious gifts. To the least in this world whom he has lifted up out of despair, solely because grace and mercy. Mary's hymn of praise to God points out she fully understands who the Christ is. She knows that her and Elizabeth's unborn children are here on earth for one purpose. John the Baptist is here to pave the way for Christ. She understands that Jesus is the promised Messiah that was promised by God in the Scriptures. Jesus is the fulfillment of the Scriptures. He is the Savior the people have been waiting for thousands of years. She understands that Jesus will conquer sin, death, and the devil. Jesus will create a new kingdom for all who believe in him. She is singing the song of praise because of God's mighty victory of salvation that is coming for the people of Israel and for you. Jesus comes as a merciful and compassionate Messiah, not as a God of vengeance. Mary's song expresses the celebration of the Christ coming down from heaven to free his people from sin. Christ is the Jubilee that gives all mankind joy. We as Christians understand who Christ is, and we are fortunate to be living in a time after Christ died on the cross for our sins and rose again on the third day and ascended into heaven. Because we know that we will live forever with him in paradise. But does your neighbor, co-worker, or family know this? Because of our sins, the world is moving away from Christ. And a secular movement is starting to take hold. Our children are being taught that we evolved from monkeys and that God isn't real. And we are too intelligent to believe in creation. That we are being taught that Jesus was a great man like Gandhi, and he wasn't the Son of God. They removed Christ from the Christmas, making it more of a day of spending with family and buying presents. Students believe their professors that Christmas is a pagan holiday and that Christians hijacked it to convert people. We as Christians also get caught up in the Christmas season. Shopping, cooking, decorating. We also lose track of why we celebrate this season. We forget the joy that the Holy Spirit gives us in Christ, our Savior. We forget the joy of the Magnificat, the celebration that our Savior's coming is that God is being born into the flesh to walk with his people. Our sinful ways creep in and take Christ out of Christmas. We are too busy trying to find the perfect gift for our friends, families, and co-workers, when the perfect gift had already been given to us all. It is that gift that you can't put a price on. A gift that will never break or wear out. This gift strengthens us and nourishes us. This gift loves us more than anyone. This gift will even forgive us when we forget about him. It's a one-size-fits-all kind of gift. A king-size gift given to us by God. His Son to save us all from our sinful ways. The question the singer was asking Mary is the wrong question. It shouldn't be, Mary, did you know? It should be, does your family know? Do your friends and neighbors know that Jesus walked on water? Do they know that he came to save them and their sons and daughters? Do they know that Jesus came to fulfill the scriptures and he is the promised Messiah? Do they know that Jesus took upon himself the sins of the entire world for us all? Do they know that he rose from the grave on the third day to conquer sin, death, and the devil? Do they know that he ascended into heaven to create a new kingdom for all who believe in him? If they don't know these things, the perfect gift we can give them this Christmas is the love of Christ. When you share the gospel, and the Holy Spirit will use you as a vessel to fill them with the love of God. We want them to come to church to hear the word spoken, so that they will also be filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit and leap for joy, so that they will one day join us in paradise. As we all know, faith comes from hearing God's word spoken, just like Mary, John, and Elizabeth, whose faith came from the Holy Spirit. So does our faith come from the same place. Our faith is strong just like theirs because Jesus has chosen us to be his. Why would we not want our loved ones to be claimed by Christ? Why would we not want them to have their sins washed away by holy baptism with water and word? Why would we not want them to drink Christ's blood and eat his body with us every Sunday at the altar of the Lord? When we realize the perfect gift that was given to us is our faith, so that we understand, just like Mary, we are servants of the Lord. Let it be to me according to his word. When we realize this is what we want to give all that don't believe in Christ, we only then realize we have the perfect Christmas song to sing to them. Mary's song of praise to God for God, the Magnificat. We sing it that they too will understand that their souls magnify the Lord and their spirit rejoices in God their Savior. So they can receive all the blessings that God has given his people. And they too can have the perfect gift. The gift that keeps on giving. Not just all year long, Clark. The gift of Christ gives for all eternity. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all human understanding guard your hearts and minds until he returns in glory.